Good evening, this is Lance Wall now. It's Sunday night, and November 27th in the year of our Lord, 2022. And as we are going into the, from the Thanksgiving into the holiday season, there's some very important things happening, things that just are so stupendous. When you have the Congress, as it is, about to turn over hands, they're going to try to push through every ghastly, last-minute, uniparty thing that they can get away with. We don't have a large margin of government, but we don't need much. Look at how much the Democrats could do with 7 seats majority. They could run impeachments and tie up in knots. But the challenge is going to be the debt ceiling, America's $30 trillion of debt, and it's $60 trillion of $40 trillion of unfunded liabilities, which means all of the promises to pay Social Security, Medicare, et cetera, that have no money for it. It's all future debt. It's really compelling to see, well, will they try to push through another $2 trillion package and $3 trillion? They just put $80 billion through. They just slip these billions here and there. But this crypto scandal with this guy that was the second biggest donor since Soros to Democrats and what appears to be swamp establishment Republicans, the money was possibly being laundered in the Ukraine in part. And it looks as though the forensic auditing of the finances of this crypto empire was neglected on purpose because the intelligence community could be using it for funds of its own, for its own purposes. So you want to go to revolver.news and catch Darren Beatty's insightful analysis of exactly what's being exposed in that scandal, because millions of dollars went to the midterms. That was pure vaporware. Money. It was money, self, kind of like a Ponzi scheme, generated and then, boom, just dispersed. So there's good news in the fact that there's exposure there. But will the exposure happen? Will we have a little peek, or will we have an expose? This is what a lot of you are wondering, and you should be wondering that. I have some news on Carrie Lake. Now, it's very likely that Monday, tomorrow, the powers that be are going to certify the election, the new slate of offices. Now, the Assistant Attorney General has given a letter of 6 or 7 specific points of grievance regarding 30% of the polling locations on Election Day, 5 out of 6 being Republican, were not working, and it required, you know, hours of delays. And how much did that, how many people actually went to another location, how many people got frustrated and didn't go at all, and then they had to turn in ballots that go into this, you know, mysterious drawer 3 process. And in every respect, what you see is real questions about what happened in Maricopa County. Again, it's amazing that we just watched this 2 years ago, and it's just so brazen. It's right back in your face again. And however, that looks like the election is going to be certified as it is, and Kerry will take the case to the court in the same way probably that Bolsonaro took his case to the court. But if the court doesn't want to see it, as Bolsonaro's corrupt Supreme Court didn't, then they just reject it. And then it kind of comes back on us again, because Carrie Lake would have been like Bill Clinton in the Democratic Party. She would have been a governor, would have been seen as a rising star in electoral politics. One could see her having a spectacular 4 years and a DeSantis-Carrie Lake ticket. If the elections were legal, then we could see that as a very charismatic and attractive and powerful hope for the future. If we can just get there, right? But I'm standing with Carrie for whatever she's got to do, but I'm telling you because I am the prophet of what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. And sometimes that's the Jeremiah role. You have to see what the Lord says, not what you want the Lord to say. And it may not make you popular, but you never regret it later because you don't have to fix anything that you said. Carrie is fighting, and she's fighting a rigged machine, much like Trump. You know, how quickly we forget that the CIA and the FBI and Clapper and Comey and Brennan conspired against Trump. They wiretapped Carter Page and Papadopoulos. They set up. They literally penetrated his team then when he was running, and the government intelligence services were weaponized to try to sabotage him. And as soon as he came into office, they published that perverse, grotesque, defiling image of prostitutes urinating on a bed at Trump's request. This came out of the people that could conceive of that in the intelligence community cannot be trusted with unsupervised power. They have to be held to accountability, but we don't have that big a mechanism. And then, of course, we wonder what happened with that red wave. I am more and more, without trying to get banned on every channel I'm on, I am looking into the voting technology, because I'm concerned that you might have a nation that kind of like in Brazil right now, where you might have the 60% of the people all in agreement, but they're not being reflected in the paper trail of what's collected and what's produced. And the left has learned how to manage the paper process. That's why, like in Wisconsin, when we had people who were trying to get the voter rolls cleaned up, the dead people, they couldn't even, it was in Michigan, I think it was, they couldn't even get dead people off the rolls. But the Democrats don't want to even mess up with the dead people. I mean, leave it alone. It's working. So, but I don't want you to be discouraged. Matter of fact, I'm giving you this because I'm saying I think God is raising the bar. He's saying the intervention America has isn't going to come from putting your trust in princes, because I'm not sure that the process is going to allow us to win, even if we win. And I think that, but I do believe that God himself has not predestined America to fall. But I mean, think about it. You and I would have been high-fiving and applauding, and we would have looked to a political savior or solution to America's problems. If we had had our red wave, we would have been, well, now we'll do some investigations. Now we'll show expose, maybe prophesying about exposure. But in reality, we're in a different level right now, and it ought to be desperation. We ought to see that from Wuhan COVID to the five states election, bizarre freezing at night, and the debacle of the election votes coming out with the ballots the next day, Trump trying to contest the election, then losing it in Georgia, and then boom, January 6th with the supposed insurrection. And I'm hitting all the buzzwords today for for all my whoever's going to be checking out my video. But at every level, we just got set back. When we had intercessors up there, and they treated it like we were Antifa and BLM rioters, which they had in 200 cities, but they didn't do anything about. But they did it with an unarmed group of frustrated protesters in Washington. And they vilified us ever since then as being dangerous deniers of democracy. And then we have the midterms. So you see, what you've got is a constant moving down like that. And then you can't, you know, all of us, and I think you guys are Christian enough to know, when Trump announced that he's running, it wasn't like, yeah, it was, well, because I think we have a discerning now that, brother, man, if we couldn't even get in midterms when in an ordinary period of history, you'd pick up at least 20 seats, with a 40% approval rating, with inflation at a 40-year high, with Afghanistan and $1 billion, you know, dollars worth of high-tech property turned over to terrorists, with energy being stripped from our country and our border opening up to 10 million, not 5, but 10 million potential illegals that are in here, with the drug cartels running the borders. I mean, crime in this, you think one thing or this critical race, the drag queen hour or the transgender chemical castration of your children, the new agenda, you'd think something would not resonate with the average middle American. And it's like, what's happened? Has America just become so manipulated in its in its echo chambers, that what you and I hear and see, they just simply don't see, in which case it's a spiritual veil. And I do believe that's it. I think it's a spiritual veil. And I think that there is a tremendous propaganda effect. I think COVID actually produced a kind of zombie effect with a lot of people, where they're even more compliant to central big government and people that are talking about science and global warming and vaccines. And you're not, they are. Boy, I'm hitting all the buzzwords for monitors tonight. But I have something for you, and I want to tell you what that is. I've been working on this. It's from Kim Clement, actually. Kim, years ago, he said to me something about the gathering of the dangerous, an end time prophecy Kim gave me. And it was, and we actually did some rallies in Detroit and various places called the Gathering of the Dangerous. So I want to tell you what that is, because I have it right now available. I just did the message at a Mario Murillo tent meeting in California. You can get it at lancewalnut.com/sale, The Gathering of the Dangerous. It's a cheap product. It's like $15, $19 or something. But here's what the main idea is. I began with Kim to look at the future of the role of the prophetic as being more like, I saw the Old Testament prophets in a different light. And we make all these distinctions between New Testament and Old Testament prophets, which I think you really got to be careful about, because they're pretty much made by people now that have problems with prophets. But I want you to see something. Kim was talking about the gathering of the dangerous, and I caught this as in Haggai. This is from Jack Hayford, Jack Hayford's notes. And it talks here about the word of the Lord came by Haggai, the prophet, to Zerubbabel, who was the governor, and to Joshua, the son of the high priest. And Hayford made these notes. The message is from the Lord through Haggai, the prophet, to Zerubbabel and Joshua, the governor and the church leader, and thus calling for a unique collaboration of the prophetic, priestly, and political leadership in seeing that God's will is accomplished in his people. Now catch this. It's political, church, and prophetic. And I see this more real now than ever before. I know the prophets are taking a big hit, but I think God's going to raise up a different kind of a quality prophetic. Now, the Lord of hosts is used, the term is used 14 times. That means it's the hosts or the angelic armies. And the people say, they set the scene for God's dispute, and his dispute is with us. It's not with Democrats, it's with his people. Because here's what God says. He says, the people say, the time hasn't come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. God wants a house for America. He wants a church governmentally strong enough to take on the gates of hell. He wants a church more engaged. And the people were apparently using their poverty, their food shortages, and inflation as excuses for not finishing the building project God had. But the actual truth is, those inflation things were judgments for failing to build. Nature itself reflects divine judgment when the will of God is ignored. He's talking to them. He's saying, look, you've sown much. You've gone out and voted. You've labored. You've done all these things, and you still aren't successful. Your wages aren't getting any more increased. I want you to go up to those mountains and bring me wood and build the house that I want, and I'll be glorified. And God says, look, I'll be glorified. I'll take care of it, because in this place, I'm going to shake everything that can be shaken. The desire of all, the silver is mine, the gold, I own the economy. The glory of my latter house is going to be greater than any other. Kim said that he heard the term gathering of the dangerous because Satan was looking at who God was putting together. And it's interesting. He said the devil was looking at people that were coming together on the earth. And he said, that one, those, them, they, stop that, break that. They are the dangerous ones. See, to hell, the Apostle Paul was dangerous. To hell, Martin Luther is dangerous. You actually really don't. You don't have status in heaven unless hell dreads you. Now, we have not been a church that hell fears because the gates of hell haven't met the church. The way we're structured, the church is over here to the side. Doesn't get involved with those things. Keep your eye on Jesus. Well, then your nation goes to hell. Everybody the harvest goes to hell. Your culture goes to hell. But keep your eyes on Jesus. No, what you got to do is you got to go where the gates are located. I don't think we've actually gone properly into the political, into media, into business, into high tech. We've got believers here and there. I run into them. I got 200 or 300 of them I work with. They're all great, great people. But are they dominating the sphere that God gave them? I will build my ecclesia and the gates of hell will not be able to resist. You can't go into the strong man's house if you're not in government. You can't go into the strong man's house if you're not in capital formation and capital markets and working with money. You can't go into the strong man's house if you're not in some form of media art production. God wants us to go into these. Even Elon Musk is saying culture change comes when we put more attention on culture production and going in and creating. It's amazing. We got the greatest stories in the world just exposing what the left is doing right now with this crypto scam. Oh my gosh. Or what's going on with the Biden laptop? Oh my God. The story's incredible. No, listen, man, they silenced the New York Post when the laptop story came out, and corrupt intelligence community Brennan and Clapper and Comey said, according to our expert opinion and 25 others that we got on our payroll over here, they think it might be Russia, Russia, Russia. Once again, it's that dangerous Russia doing it. Found out they were liars. They're never held accountable, are they? You are the dangerous ones. I want you to go to LanceWallnut.com/sale right now and grab The Gathering of the Dangerous. Tell you what, The Gathering of the Dangerous is where I do the message on exactly how these systems come together. I don't even have a description here, actually, to tell you about. I really should put one there, but it's brand new. I just did it like 2 weeks ago. But I'll tell you what it says. It says that God is looking for a house for America, a church that's governmental, governmentally engaged. Your local church shouldn't just be a place where you go and pray nervously and try to encourage your pastor to talk about issues. You should be raising up people for every city council, every board position, and we got to stop worrying about offending people with Jesus. I could care less. They're so out of the closet. The moment you come out with a little Jesus, they're gonna yell at you anyway. Be evangelists. And one nice thing that I think has happened with the election, broken heart from the midterms, is I think God now is saying to us, the issue in America is not gonna be inflation and defunding the police. It's not even gonna be drag queens. It's going to be turning to God because these two systems are tearing apart. The godlessness, the rejection of faith, the rejection of religious values, the rejection of family, of God, of the foundation of moral foundation of family as a man and a woman, that rejection is producing the violence and the destruction. Every killer you ever hear about in the news is always some lonely kid, in this case, the last shooter, dad's ex-porn star or porn actor turned Mormon conservative who just found out his son isn't dead. What kind of father is that just found out he's got a son that didn't die? Well, I thought he was dead. When I heard about the shooting, I was kind of relieved. Hey, he's still alive. What a knucklehead. I'm just saying, that's the destruction of the family. That, I mean, all the elements are there. The guy's divorced ex-porn guy. That's what produces the lonely profile. It's always the same profile of a shooter. Lonely, dysfunctional, troubled past. The guy already tried to kidnap his mother and bomb his house because he was having trans issues. And the moment the trans thing came out, the police in Colorado dropped the subject. They don't want to go anywhere near it because it's like danger. It's like woke radioactive. So I'm telling you something. The gathering of the dangerous is upon us. They're going to say whatever they're going to say. Let them say what they're going to say. I'm even re-looking at the whole thing about calling the nation to repentance. We're going to be down there on December 4th and 5th in Fort Myers having a tent meeting. I think it's I'm going to follow it part two, the gathering of the dangerous. We got to start raising up this populist movement to force election integrity. You can do it. If there's enough of us that are actually a populist groundswell, oh, it'll get terrible news. They'll call it Christian nationalism and dominion and all that. And you're going to have some nervous nillies. It'll be like, oh my gosh, I'm not associating with that. And let them, they're not going to affect the destiny of America anyway. They're just going to tidy up the church, you know, bulletins. What you got to do is make a decision. Are you going to be numbered among those that are going to make a change in America? Because the prophetic comes in the form of consultants, advisors, business funders, and investors. See, a prophet businessman can be investing, but then they are helping to raise up the government person and the church leader. We're going to have church leaders. This is the trifecta that Haggai talks about. The prophet who comes probably with resources, a prophetic direction for the city, for the state. We're going to have to, I'm telling you, the game the devil's playing is so sophisticated with the voting tabulation process. No one can pierce the mosaic of the complexity of what's going on in these systems. I mean, paper and pencil and counting like France, they're not going to do that. They love the obfuscation of the complexity of the data process where you can't figure out, you don't even know. It's like bowling. And there's a sheet in front of the pins. Click, you hear the pins flying. But then when the curtain comes up, oh, you only got one. Sounded like 10. Only got one. Well, you need to see what's going on, right? All right, so once again, I'm standing with Carrie because I wanted her to be like Clinton, a four-year governor with a vice presidential position, with 4 years of that and then president. And I want to see DeSantis' future. And of course, I stand with Donald Trump, the original wrecking ball. But I don't see us, forgive me for being the Jeremiah, I don't see the trajectory from COVID to 2000 and to the election with Trump, to the January 6th, to everything that's happened since then with Biden and even the midterms. I see a trajectory going like this. If it isn't arrested by something new, and something new isn't going to be another podcaster or another, you know, church idea. It's going to have to be a unique collaboration of dangerous minds that God raises up. The prophetic, the governor, the political, and the church. Get the church on board. Get the political in alignment. We've got those two. And I believe we have the prophetic in the marketplace coming alongside. And I believe that we could see this idea is that two or more gather together in media, two or more gather together in education, two or more gather together in finance, in business. We've got to start planting churches where the mountains are. Think of how wild this is. That's where the gates of hell are located. We ought to have a church within a yard of MGM Studios. We ought to have a church. We ought to have our own future Marvel comic characters and funding and studios. And I think we're heading there. We should have our own platforms. We got to take the Googles down because they're screwing around with the algorithms. They take guys like me off. Me and Metaxas alone lost 500,000 viewers. Eric Metaxas and me combined. 500,000 viewers because Google, YouTube doesn't like this conversation I'm having. Makes me furious that they do this. I'll have to edit this part off of my YouTube broadcast. All right, go to lancewallnow.com/sale. Grab Gathering of the Dangerous. Get this powerful concept. Like Kim Clement said, Satan saw them, and he said, they are the dangerous ones. And Kim could hear God saying he would be gathering the dangerous. I think the Founding Fathers was a gathering of the dangerous. I think Luther and the early Reformers was a gathering of the dangerous. I think right now we need an anointed, dangerous core group, a remnant. The other part of this group here, I should tell you, it's governor, prophetic, church, and then it says the remnant. The remnant, the remnant. That's you, 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 you. You're the remnant. Share this with others, please. Let them know about the broadcast. And stand in agreement with Carrie. She's going to be taking this thing to court. The more medium, the more pots and pans we can rattle, the more tension that can get on this, the better, because we have to be exposing what they're doing. In the meantime, I believe that God is saying the status quo will not change the future. Donald Trump running will not change the future unless there's an introduction of a new element. And the new element is a dangerous element. It's one that's going to create all kinds of implosion around the gates of hell. And there's going to be all kinds of noise and media. Brace yourself, Bessie, because I think God's best is yet to come. But I think we're getting put into the game now. I think the church is no longer just walking around praying with these guys. We're actually going in a different way. If you believe that, give me hearts. Give me some thumbs up. I'm going to put my finger over here. Is that where it goes right there? Send me some love. Woo! Send me some love. There we go. Woo! Yeah! Hallelujah! All right. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
Did you enjoy this latest episode? Please remember to share it with your friends, because the more knowledge you have, the better equipped you are to navigate the world.